68 next to Tuffy, and it's we have Peter Lowe. Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Sure. Thanks.
You've got the UPS store of Amherst. What people know of UPS related to the brown trucks that deliver like that. This is kind of a offshoot of that. Sort of different, but there's a lot of things that you do there besides.
Right. We're a little different than the folks that drive the brown trucks around bringing your packages to you. We're the ones that can take anything you have, grandma's china or a calf shirt you want to send to a friend, bring it in. We can pack it up, get it shipped out for you. They come to us. We get it on the trucks. We also are a full-service printer. That's a big growth area for us. Anything from business cards, banners, posters. We try to serve a lot of small business needs. We have mailbox solutions for small businesses. Maybe you're working out of your... your street address.
Clientele. I mean, you're the go-to place for a lot of these businesses then, so you see them on a regular basis.
Absolutely. We're very active in Main Street Amherst. We're active with the BNI networking chapter. We try to get out into town. Just make contacts downtown, get used to folks. Folks come see us. So folks from Arabica come over, have some of their menus printed up from us. We see the different people from downtown all the time bringing packages in. You'd have a return to go back to Amazon or any of those places. We're a great place to drop it off. If you don't want to drop it in one of the UPS drop boxes, bring it into us. It stays in our store until the driver comes, picks it up. Great place for that, too.
You mentioned right away about Grandma's China. We think about any time we have something that we want to get from here to there in the same condition that we get it. You guys go through some sort of a training on how to properly pack things or what equipment, what type of things are used for that? Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. We have certified packing experts. So we go through the UPS Store Incorporated's training program. We get trained on the different packing materials and the different conditions that the packages are going to go through as they transit. Something that's going to go from, you know, here to... I don't know, maybe somewhere in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, might need different packaging material than something you're going to send from here to California.
Now, packaging material, it's interesting. My wife is getting packages from different things, and you either get, sometimes you think of things wrapped in bubble wrap, which comes in all sorts of different sizes depending on what kind of shape you want to get.
Absolutely.
And then I've seen the packing peanuts, which is sort of that styrofoam, and some environmental people may think that's not really a good thing. So the next thing I saw was almost like these cardboard chips that kind of do the same kind of thing.
Yeah, so we don't use the cardboard chips. We do use we use packing peanuts when necessary, especially for smaller items. It's still tough to beat those. But one of the most common things today in the packing industry are the pillow inflated packing material. So they come on a roll. You can get a huge roll. They're fairly flat. And have a machine that inflates those, put them in the box, and that way when you get them, you can kind of pop all of them. It's easy to put them in the recycle bin.
Right, they sort of just hug whatever it is that you
absolutely
put in there.
Yeah, you want it. You want something that the only problem that we would see probably with a cardboard or paper related product is if there's any condensation or anything along the way. As soon as those start to get any moisture, they start to kind of compress and lose some of their ability to handle the compression and the shock.
And you're just shipping air inside those things, so the weight does not affect a lot of times the cost of
exactly
shipping for that.
Yeah.
Are there some things you would prefer people not send via UPS?
There are things that UPS restricts people from sending. You can't send hazardous items. You can't send items that are simply completely irreplaceable. For the most part, though, there's a really wide variety of things that people do send. We send all kinds of things.
Now, you also mentioned that printing, which is sort of a growth industry.
Right.
Tell me about that. What kind of things? Technology allows things that must once been done in some bigger factory or required some very specialized pieces of equipment, kind of gets a little bit easier for a lot of folks. Tell me some of the things that you do there, what you have.
Absolutely. That's the area that we're having the most fun with right now. So we do a lot of business cards for folks. We do a lot of rack cards, which is kind of the 3-inch wide by 11 or 12-inch tall cards that you might grab when you're out somewhere looking for sightseeing things. We can do all of those, especially we're a great solution for a small business because, as you said, technology's changed a lot. We have a lot of digital technology where we can help someone create the things that they're looking for. If they have an idea already what they want or something that's already put together in Photoshop or something like that, we can get that printed up right in-house. One of our big things is working with the small customers and having a quick turnaround. You can order with print, you can order stuff online for almost anything you want. And a lot of times it's not overly expensive because the technology has brought the prices down. But if you need something in a hurry, you're going to have to pay to get that shipped from wherever these printers are. And generally speaking, if you need it fast, you're going to spend more money on that. We're a local solution. You can come in, you can work with some hometown folks and actually get these things printed up so that you can take them home. Sometimes we can get them the same day. Usually it's the next day turnaround for most anything that get your business going.
I heard you got some new equipment or something that, and I heard something about a big long roll, or it could be some kind of, is it like a banner type of a thing?
We do. We have a wide format printer, and that's for printing posters, banners. That's been a lot of fun for us because we've been playing with it a lot for ourselves. You can use that to print a poster out. We've printed a lot of posters. Kids of the employees have a picture of the kids, blow it up to 2 foot by 4 foot or 3 foot by 4 foot, hang it up on the wall. We did a couple of anniversary banners recently and a graduation banner that was, I think, 2 feet high and 12 feet long, printed out. The wide format printer is a lot of fun because there's a lot of things that you can do with it.
It seems also beyond businesses. You talk about, birthday celebrations, things like that, where people think, I want to make something unique for somebody. This is something that you might be able to help with too?
Absolutely, yeah. We love working with folks on new projects, things that people are doing for their kids, things they're doing for home, things they're doing for, a group, maybe if they're working with the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, a school group, something like that, working with them on that. Yeah, we love working with folks on the new projects.
Now, who are the talented people, the artistic people on your end that help you out, that you kind of inspire the people? Because I'm sure they come in with some ideas, and it's your job to kind of maybe focus it a little bit?
Absolutely. I have a full-time manager and assistant manager. Savannah Walker's the manager. She oversees all the operations at the store. Deanna Causey is the assistant manager, and she's very talented in print. And she works with a lot of our folks on their print ideas, turning that from an idea into something that they can look at. Really good about sending proofs back and forth, really working with you to make sure that what you get in the end is what you really wanted. That's one of the things that I feel sets us apart from a lot of the online places. A lot of the online places have the little tools where you can design it online and you see what you get on the screen. But if you have an idea and maybe you're struggling a little bit with how to use the technology to put that together, we've got someone that's an expert with that that's sitting right there with you, can show you how to do it, or can take the idea from you, put it together, and send it to you and say, hey, is this what you meant? And maybe you scratch something out, change it a little. We make those changes for you and then help you make sure that what you actually wanted is what comes out of the printer.
It's the customer support, face-to-face contact that's crucial.
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference. I know, a lot of folks, especially small-town folks, talk about that. But we work with a lot of the small-town folks here in Amherst as well, and it does make a huge difference when you're working with somebody one-on-one that takes the time to get to know you, really has an interest in making sure that you get what you want, because we want you to come back. We want to make sure that you got what you needed, that you had a good time when you were there, and we'd like to see you again.
What brought you to this type of a career, being the owner of a UPS store?
I actually, I'm considered a semi-absentee owner, so Savannah and Deanna run the store all the time. I came into it somewhat as an investment, somewhat as I'm an engineer in my main job that I do, my full-time job. This was something just different, something that kind of I could take, have more control of, instead of taking the engineering projects which are handed to me. I'm doing the job for those guys. I get to be the boss. I get to kind of set some of the ideas and pursue some of these different ideas like the print, and then getting to know the local folks. That's getting to be active in the community has probably been the biggest benefit from the UPS store.
Sort of getting out there as a spokesperson for your business, I guess.
Absolutely.
Getting people to see. And, of course, you probably see some of the work you've done either in the community or you may go in a store or see a card or something like that, or maybe someone hands you a business card and you think, hey, we printed that.
We get that a lot. Yeah, more and more as we grow that. We've been growing that for the last 8 months, and it's really starting to turn a corner and getting a lot more places where we go out and we see something that we've done or start the conversation to see how we could help.
Right. Or see how you can improve what they've done, because that's
absolutely
what everybody's always looking to see what's the best way to do it. And if you have suggestions, just builds a little bit more of a rapport with the other businesses.
Definitely.
In the community. Well, Peter, we thank you for stopping in this morning. Peter Lowe from the UPS store of Amherst. It's at 121 North Levitt Road, Route 58, next to Tuffy's. You can stop by and find out all the things that they have there. Thanks very much for your time this
thank
morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
We're out here.